The views and opinions of the hosts and guests are their own and do not necessarily reflect the views of the management and staff of Guardian Radio.
The aftermath of every social revolution brings about change. Cultural norms and landmarks shift as our minds and hearts expand beyond the familiar. To everything, there is a season and a time to every purpose in the land of the living. This is our time to renew, revive, and restore the hope lost to the busyness of life. This is our time to dig again and rebuild from the storms of our past on a solid footing that holds. Welcome to The Foundation.
The Foundation. Foundation.
The Foundation is brought to you by Alive, Burger King, The Cleveland Clinic, Commonwealth Bank, Epic Battery, Kelly's Home Center, Nassau Cruise Ports, Pinder Tile, Ports International, Printmasters, Bronze Electric Motors, and Wendy's.
The Foundation.
Gentlemen, the doors are wide open for a true sense of growth happening in the country. Grateful to be in your company. Feeling better today. Praise God. Guys, we're out there. It's Small Business Thursday. Got a shout out to all the good, decent people out there jamming the way that we are, being able to talk about those things. Got a shout out to good, decent people who continues to be able to sponsor this show. I'm grateful to you. Grateful to all those persons. We just hit you with all those persons that sponsored the show. So I want to thank you guys for being able to do that. And remind you of a great deal of the things that's happening. I got to tell you guys about the fact that today is sort of the last day. We're wrapping up today. We won't be in tomorrow. So you guys are going to go out there to the march, or you're not. I don't know what side of the fence that you're on. But some things are going to be happening tomorrow. But I got to prepare you for next week. Next week, Thursday, 7 days from now, God spare our lives, we're going to be down there at Sell-All with Mr. Marshall and all those persons being able to sell electronics and being able to talk to us about that. And I just got to kind of give you this sort of preamble to let you know that today is coming up, not this Sunday, but the Sunday after. And you got to be able to find yourself in the prepared mood. Can I say this to you? Can I talk to you with honesty? my telephone. This is one of the Samsung A something. I don't know. Right? Took this from my son sometime back. This thing falls 655 times, never crack one time. I just jump on the truck, bam, the thing cracked right up. So I guess this is going to be my Father's Day present. Got to get me a next phone. And I'm going to be able to do that. My Sam has sung. It's done. The Sam has sung. It's done. So we got to be able to do that. And if you're one of these persons who need a new phone, if you're looking for a laptop, if you're looking for equipment, your Starlink, your this, your that, all these particular things, I know you got to get yourself prepared. Put some funds aside. The government just get paid the other day. Put some couple of dollars. You can get daddy something nice. We're going to be at Sell-All across the street from Cousin McPhee School come June 12th, right here on the Foundation. Going to be live doing that. And remember, I told you that we won't be here on the 10th and the 11th. I won't be here. But I'm going to see if my good guys can be able to sit in with me or for me and conduct the show at that particular time. Because my baby girl's birthday, one's birthday, and the other one's going to be graduating. So we are extremely busy during that time. But in the interim, I got to say to you guys, I want you to be careful this weekend. I guess we're going to have some more time to talk about this stuff. But I want you to be careful this weekend as you go out there swimming and walking and jogging and doing this and being able to enjoy the Bahamas as it is. I just need you to be careful as you be able to do that. All right. Let's pick up your Guardian newspaper. All the information's in there, so you'll be able to do that. Pay raises for the civil servants. You can be able to do that. First increase slated for this month. Second for September, right? Here we go. Climbing the stairway to heaven. It seems that's what the PLP is seeking to do, preparing themselves for the next general election. I'm going to talk a little bit more about that, but now you're live. The Journey. It's a very good friend of mine. He has been speaking and advocating and being able to talk about a great deal of things for some time. He's been talking about those things and really being able to put himself in this space. We watched him climb significantly over the years. You know him. Many persons know him as the AJ counselor. We find ourselves in the position being able to equip ourselves to study to show thyself approved. Now he is Dr. E. Corey Rowe. My God, it's an exciting thing. He's here with us live, ladies and gentlemen, to talk to us about Youth Alive. That's going to be happening from June 18th. To the 20th, 2025. All right, my brother, good afternoon. Say good afternoon to the people out there. Tell them what you're all about. Tell them who you are and what could we expect.
Good afternoon, Bahamas man and world. Of course, you're streaming, so I want to thank you, Dr. Howard here for this opportunity.
Dr. Howard, I said Dr. too. Praise God.
Yes, yes.
Give me.
Hey, you're now bestowing the other day. You are the doctor of radio.
Praise God.
And information and technology.
I appreciate you.
But yeah, I'm here to talk about Youth Alive. Youth Alive has been around now for, I could say, probably 30 plus years from I was a teen in school. And it's transformed thousands of lives, man. It's been a platform for many persons to launch their careers. Some popular names like, you know.
Chris and Massive.
Yes, Jaquay. King Cloud.
Yes.
Selector, Landlord, DJ Counselor.
Yes.
Vincent McDonald. And the list goes on. Ozzy the Ventertainer. And just listen to me, dozens. Even Shivago Lang, was a part of Youth Alive. Young stage as a parliamentarian.
Sir, that's way too much young you put on that.
Yeah.
Young. You make the man seem too old.
Been around for a minute. I remember him coming to my school, and he inspired me as a young person that
he
came.
Did.
And I was just shocked that this
he
young
did.
Man was able to.
He hit you with the same thing.
Listen to me.
If I was in China now, I would say Mihao.
Yes.
So you know, I know. I remember.
Yes.
Yes. Okay, good.
Yes. He's been making his rounds, and the list goes on, man. So this year, the theme is the journey. It's kicking off on the 18th. We have a special Grammy Award artist coming over, Andy Mineo. I think his last hit would have been coming in hot. And so want folks to come on over, man. It's going to be an amazing time. We have speakers like Shaquille Hanna. We have Gia. Gia Smith is going to be there. Pastor Dave Burr is also myself. We're going to be our night session speakers. We have day sessions going to kick off on the 19th.
Is this French Montana you got here?
No, there ain't French Montana.
I just messaged.
No French Montana.
I know Shaquille very well.
Yeah.
I know Shaquille from when we were together over at
Harvest.
Mount Tabor.
Oh, Mount Tabor. Oh, you've been around.
Mount Tabor.
Yeah.
From Mount Tabor.
Yeah. But before he was the Mount Tabor, he was the Harvest for us.
Really?
Yeah.
I'm at Harvest now.
I know that. I follow you.
Oh, you too? Okay, praise God. Praise God, right?
So, yeah, man. And so we want you guys to come, bring your teens out, bring your young adults out. It's free. It's absolutely free from, the 18th and the 19th, 7 p.m. at Bahamas Faith Ministries International, the Miles Emanu Diplomat Center.
And these are the evening sessions?
Evening sessions are free. Okay. And guess what? We also have day sessions from the 19th and the 20th at 9.
Now, tell me what the day sessions are all about.
The day sessions are going to be more with activities. We also have speakers like Inspector. We're also going to have Dr. Popol. That's Tyrone Popol from the Church of God. We have Minister Leonardo Todd is going to be there also. And also Mrs. Tondi Elias. And so we want you to come on out. Day sessions are going to be power-packed. Activities
to
12:30.
9 a.m. to 12:30 in the day, right?
Yeah. There is a cost for that. It's $75, which includes the concert ticket. But guess what, Howard? If you don't have any money, we don't turn you away. So if your child is not doing anything.
You can't tell people that.
I can tell them that.
You can't tell
I just tell them that just now.
We don't have no money if the money in our pocket.
But guess what? Some people are honest.
Some people.
There you go.
But five of them.
No, man, don't say that.
Six people, right?
No, sir. No, man, you don't believe God in that.
No. Okay, well, let him know. Let him know at the God. That's yes. God. God is watching
and
you.
And some persons have more than one or two children, and so we understand that. And so, listen, there, hit me up at
Bahamas. So what can we get from the day sessions? Because this is, you're going to have two sessions at that. It's going to be on the 18th, 19th, and 20th?
Yes.
All 3 days?
Yeah.
Okay. So you're going to have three sessions of that, all from 9 a.m. to 12?
Yes.
Okay, so tell me about what we can expect. I know you say you have these particular speakers. What are some of the topics that's going to be concentrated on and being able to be expanded on?
Some of the topics will definitely be about how you deal with prayer pressure.
Okay.
All right. The day sessions are different from the night sessions. So the day session is more interactive. Okay. We're also going to have a youth panel. We have some youth leaders coming from the Ministry of Youth, Sports, and Culture. And so I'm happy for those. Two speakers are going to be coming also. And so the panel especially is going to be important because now you're able to speak on what you're going through, the issues and trauma that you're facing in school, and how you can overcome those challenges. Hearing from other teens who are thriving in your age bracket, I think is very important versus nothing wrong with hearing from older persons like myself, but you're able to identify more with younger persons. And so this year, we were strategic and targeting individuals. Like, for instance, you have a Dr. Tyrone Popal. He's in his early 20s. And so I ran into him a few months ago, and he's just an amazing young man. And having him share his journey. And we still want to remind folks, even in the church, that education is important. It's critical. And so a lot of times we go through life, and I've heard parents downgrade that, you know, don't worry about that. Education is not important. I had to confront
somebody.
That's
a cultural thing, you know.
Yes, it's dangerous.
Well, let me say this. We have come from an era of conditioning in our society. When you look at our grades, BGCSE, an adaptability test, and to be able to identify our capability and whether or not we're prepared to move into another step in our lives, people getting D's, they're getting E's in this particular thing, and no one's concerned about that.
Well, people are concerned because persons have been putting in place where persons can get assistance. Now, we know COVID has damaged us in a way that if we don't get the extra help for those who went through COVID, they're going to be flawed for life.
Listen.
If you can't read at grade 4, you ain't gonna be reading in grade 12. That's just how it goes, Howard. If you leave primary school unable to function at a grade 5 level, you're gonna be flawed for your entire high school life and your adult life. COVID exposed that we had parents who weren't up to grade 4 level. Parents who are functioning in society.
There's an expectation that that's what I send you to school for. The teachers do that, but now you've been home for a year and a half. And you ain't do no homework.
Yeah.
Huh?
Yeah. Yeah.
How your mommy help you with the homework and you still get a Z? Yeah. How?
Well, your mommy wasn't helping you. A lot of them was.
The mommy tried to help. She tried, but she didn't. Child, I don't know, but you can get Google. You can go. So you look at these particular things, and yeah. I want to know more about that. I want to know more about this kind of a conversation to get in our society.
And a lot of times people, numerous of churches I've seen over the past several months to maybe 2 years who have been putting programs in place to catch those children who I guess you say marginalized, who are mm-hmm. falling through the cracks. Big shout out to them, man. They're doing it. They're putting things in place. Mm-hmm. They're grabbing teachers. They're partnering with civic society to have these things in place and so what. So us at Bahamas Faith Ministries International, that's something we are consistently doing also with our outreach programs into the primary schools, into junior high schools, and the list goes on. So with Youth Alive this year, we have targeted our urban renewal groups for them to come, the urban renewal centers. And so that is something we've always partnered with. I'm going to shout out the Royal Bahamas Police Force with that, and other civic groups out there who are making a difference. And so with a conference like this, it is intentionally geared towards our youth, the minds that are still moldable. And so we use the language they kind of understand. And so you'll see the type of music we have, the gospel version of what they, you know, what they listen and so forth. So our concert is going to be on the 20th, and that's going to be an amazing night with Andy Mineo coming over. We're also going to have I Am Stacks, local E-man, is going to be in the house. Akeem Gardner, Baza, who's an up-and-coming artist doing amazing things. And the list goes on, man. We're going to have a whole slew of artists coming now. And a big shout-out to Marisha Walker, who's going to be bringing some worship, doing
this
our second night.
Very good.
It's going to be very good. Yeah, man, it's going to be very good, exciting. And again, like I said, the day sessions and night sessions are something I think everyone should be a part about. what I want to see different this year on the 18th, I want to see parents coming with their kids. I think that's important.
That's the first night.
That's the opening. The opening is going to be a big kaboom. It's going to be amazing. That's where we launch off everything.
So you want to bring the kids with that?
Yeah, definitely. If you have a civic group, if you even need transportation, you can always hit us up at 461-6430. And we're going to make it happen, man. We're definitely going to make it happen. And so I want to shout out all those who have partnered with us for Youth Alive 2025. You could go on Instagram at youthalive242 to find out all the upcoming information. We're going to be giving out some free tickets. And if I can give us some free tickets today for the concert, you know, that'd be amazing. The concert is $15.
Go on.
General admission, $25 for the VIP, which includes the after party. And so after party, yes, sir.
Your
after
church
party.
Is
hey, after party. Yeah, the party after the party.
My God. Listen, give us a call, guys. How much tickets you got?
I want to give out five.
Five tickets.
Five tickets.
Five people get on the line right now. The first five people, we're going to be able to give those tickets to you. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. We got five tickets for you right now. Get to the telephones, 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720, 24796. First call on the line. Call on the line. Go ahead. Hello? Hi?
Hi.
Hi, how you doing?
I'm good.
Okay, you ready for Youth Alive?
Yeah.
All right, give me a name. You just won your tickets. What ticket? Your concert ticket. We're going to have a great time, and this night is going to be on the...
That's the 20th, 7 p.m.
The 20th, 7 p.m. You want a concert ticket to Youth Alive. You could either go and get your youth on, or you could give it to one of the little kids, and they could go down here and enjoy themselves right now. Can I take your name, or would you like to leave it with the producer?
Producer.
You want to leave it with the producer?
Yes.
Okay. So the producer will take your name, your information, and your number, and we could be able to leave it right here at the desk for you. Can I get your first name or your last name? Just give me one name.
Pam.
Pam.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, Pam. All right, Miss Pam, we got you together. Our producer will be able to get you taken care of, and congratulations. You just won that. Guys, give me a call. You ain't giving me a call. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259. Anywhere from the family of islands, 242-300-5720. If you're going to be in the city, right here, somebody text and say, ticket, please. This is a number right here. I'll leave it on there for you, right? Somebody just say, hold on, let me get it. Let me open it up. Somebody text and say, ticket, please. Y'all don't listen. I say, call. Y'all don't listen. All right, but I'm going to give you the ticket. I got your number right. It's 8840, so I'm going to be able to get that, right? I'll have them call you and do that. Congratulations. Text me your first name. Text me your first name, caller, so I can be able to put this aside for you and put your name on that right here with the last number, all right? Let me get your next telephone call. Caller on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hi, my name is Renette Parker, calling all the way from Abaco.
Oh, you're going to be here for during that time?
I don't think I would be there, but I can have someone come.
Okay, Ms. Parker, that's no problem. Congratulations. How's Abaco doing?
Oh, Abaco is doing so good, you won't believe it.
It's actually growing and expanding, and things are happening?
All the good stuff, just like that.
I appreciate you, Ms. Parker. Thank you so very kindly. I'll leave your information with the producer. They'll be able to give you a call. Let me put your name on everything downstairs, and you can be able to have somebody come and pick it up.
Okay, thank you.
Okay, guys, that's three tickets gone. I want you to give me a call, please. 323-6232, 325-4316, 325-4259, anywhere for the family of islands, 242-300-5720. Come here and get your tickets for Youth Alive from the 18th to the 20th. This is going to be 20th, right?
Yes, sir.
This is for the concert.
Yeah.
This is going to be exciting.
And if you have children who are going to be available on the 19th for the day sessions, but it's 9:30 to 12:30, listen, you can bring them out. Give us a call again, 461-6430, or follow us on our Instagram at youthalive242 or Emerge Youth Church.
461-6430?
Yes, sir.
461-3460.
No, 461-6430.
6430. 461-6430. Yeah. All right, we got it right here. All right, now let me take the next telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hi, Howard. I'm calling for the ticket.
Hey, how you doing?
I'm good.
Give me your first name or your last name. Give me something.
Sure, Denzel.
Denzel?
Yes.
Okay, Mr. Washington, we got you together, Denzel. All right. I'm going to put everything together for you. Leave your information with the producer. You'll take your number, take everything. We'll put this downstairs for you, and you can be able to enjoy that.
Thank you, Howard.
Congratulations, Denzel. Take the information from me, please. All right, guys, we got one more ticket. Okay, so this one who texted me earlier was Miller. All right, M. Miller, Miss Miller. So we got Pam, we got Miller, we got Parker, we got Denzel. And we got one more person being able to do that. Okay, caller on the line, go ahead. Caller on the line on the side, go ahead.
Hi, Erin Hanna, please.
Erin Hanna, she's not in today.
Pardon?
She's not in today. you call you say Erin Hanna, please. Right?
That's a cousin.
Okay.
I don't take that last name.
Okay. Well, you know, I'm from Hanna Hill, 8 Mile Rock. That's my people. Okay, praise God for you, Miss Hanna. You're a decent woman. God bless you. All right, Miss Hanna, leave your information with the producer, and they'll take all the stuff like that. You can come right down here to the Guardian, and it'll be downstairs for you at the receptionist. I want to thank you so much for being able to participate.
Thank you. That's a great initiative.
Thank you. Thank you. You got to be able to thank the doctors in the house with me being able to do that. None other than Dr. Corey Rowe. Listen, my brother, you've done a wonderful thing. You've been committed to your church. You've been committed even through the times of being able to see some things, the unsurety of BFM, and you've stayed committed. You've grown exponentially. You've reached a great deal of persons in our community, in our country. You've done things internationally, brought persons in. You've actually created a platform for a lot of persons to be able to kind of leap from and do a great deal of things locally. I want to commend you. I want to commend your church, your pastor, present and former pastors for being able to create such a wonderful space, for Bahamians to be able to grow, for locals to be able to have an opportunity, and for international persons to understand the culture that exists in this space and the faith that exists in this space. My brother, I continue to be able to pray for you, pray for your church, pray for your church family, and all those persons, especially for what you're doing for Youth Alive. In the time that we're in, I need you to talk about this. For the time that we're in, I think that this is an appropriate thing. Talk to me about it.
Yeah, man. A lot of times, some people may think or feel that the church is not present, and let me remind you, a lot of persons may not tell you this, the church that Christ established is intact. You may find many of us who have ministries, or we are saying that we are part of the church, you may see some things that are just not godly. It's not a representation of a church, that is a representation.
You have to laugh because my phone breaking. I can't even cut this off.
Let's press the volume down.
I try to do it. This wouldn't even work. Right, go ahead.
But yeah, man, we continue to stay committed, presenting the gospel to this generation. We're staying committed in reaching this generation. We're in the prisons every week. We're working with schools, guidance counselors, and so we want you to do, as believers out there, is continue to keep us in prayer, man. Even if you find yourself where you're being overwhelmed with the situation with your children, then reach out for help. A lot of times we have a lot of parents who are just in their silos suffering. Let me tell you something right now. Every single one of us need a community. You're going to suffer more if you're not in a community. A church is a community. You need to find a church home that cares about family, that cares about you. And if you happen to have some bad breaks from wherever you worship, then move somewhere else. You can do that. All right? No one can make you feel bad for doing that. And so no one has told you.
Stay connected to the body.
Yes. You need to stay connected to the body. It's critical. Not just when you're dying. Not just when you're getting buried.
No, what you mean not when you're dying? They wouldn't even show up when they're dying. They just die. And they end up in the people church. Are you getting here? You're right. I see you. And yes. My God. It's like
so, yeah, man. God loves the journey of Youth Alive. I'm simply letting our folks know, man, there's a broad and a narrow road. The broad road is attractive. You know what I mean? The broad road is where everyone is enjoying themselves and even saying who they are in Christ. But that narrow road distinctly says who we are and who we belong to. And we don't want to ever have the hair depart from me. I know you not.
I never knew you.
Huh?
I never knew you.
Even as a functioning pastor, functioning choir director.
I never knew you.
Functioning artist, functioning author.
But I saved people in your name, Jesus. I don't know who you is.
I just say I was effective.
No,
I was
world
renowned.
Me?
I was nationally acclaimed.
Some other Jesus. You mean Jesus?
Hey.
You mean Jesus. You need to stop. Ladies and gentlemen, I want you to be able to come out to Youth Alive. Enjoy yourself. It's going to be from the 18th to the 20th. If you want to find out more information, please give them a call. 461-6430. 461-6430. My brother, thank you so very kindly. We're always open to you.
Thank you.
To talk about what you guys are doing. Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, guys. Quick break. Going to be right back after this.
The Foundation with Howard Grant will be back right after this.
Calling all beer lovers. Get ready for Portside Pints. Join us on Saturday, June the 21st from 1 p.m. to 9 p.m. at Nassau Cruise Port to sample beers from all around the world. Amazing Bahamian food. $10 general admission includes a free Portside Pints beer mug, or take it up a notch and check out our exclusive VIP lounge. That's the Portside Pints Beer Festival, June 21st at Nassau Cruise Port. Don't miss it. Visit Facebook or Instagram for details.
You or a loved one currently under medical care? Do you need affordable medical supplies? Ports International is the largest home healthcare supplier. Our compassionate team is committed to patients and their loved ones. From hospital beds to wound care, wheelchairs to walkers, Ports is a one-stop shop for your medical supplies, and we accept all major insurance. With two locations to serve you, at Airport Industrial Park and Shirley Street, we also ship to the Family Islands. Visit us on Facebook or call Ports at 377-1771.
Great news! Ron's Electric Motors' new location on Cowpen Road, right next to Island Luck, is open Saturdays and Sundays. So for those needing repairs on electric motors, generators, welding machines, water pumps, battery charges, electric lifts, transformers, and power tools, Ron's Cowpen Road location can have you up and running on weekends. Don't forget, you can still visit Ron's Electric Motors on Wolf Road and Claridge Road, and now Ron's new location on Cowpen Road. Dial 356-0249 or 323-5255. 267.
Always on the go? Missed the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on Spotify and YouTube by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
Love the show? Want to give your support? Become a sponsor today. Call 302-2300 for our rates and packages. Become a sponsor on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio, Howard Brand, your company, The Foundation. And ladies and gentlemen, we're in the studio right now being able to talk about these things. Got a call last week that says, Howard, we're doing something that's unique in preparation for Father's Day. Father's Day is coming up, and normally fathers only get crab. We want to be able to do a little something more for daddies and maybe put a shirt on their back. Praise Jesus. Ladies and gentlemen, we're in the studio with none other than Bahama Tees, Leslie DeVoe, talking to us about these great products, great opportunities that she has, and this great opportunity. Introduce yourself, tell persons what you're doing, this concept that you have, and how they can be a part of it.
Okay, so basically, I would have started in 2012 in the mall at Marathon on the Jay-Z Tees.
That's the kiosk?
Yes.
I remember.
So after that, around 2017, we emerged into global markets, or we had a global mindset. So we thought about changing the name to Bahama Tees and Imprints. However, after COVID-19, we transitioned to Homebase. Mm-hmm. And we've been there ever since.
So but a lot of businesses transition from the brick and mortar of having to find a location into home. So to our car, we could deliver it to you once we have a product. I think you found success with that?
Yeah, well, somewhat. Like I said, it's basically been just transitioning and getting it together and seeing how we could capture new markets. So we're now moving into social media, TikTok, Instagram, and Facebook to spread our brand globally, hopefully.
That's excellent. That's absolutely excellent. I want to commend you for being able to do this. Now, there was a unique approach that you had. Ladies and gentlemen, please forgive me. I'm trying to hide this phone. Everything that just jumped. I can't even touch the thing. My phone is broken. Mr. Marshall, I'm coming to hear you today. Oh, God, the phone going right off the thing, right? So, but initially when you and I had a conversation, we spoke about this sort of an idea of a unique approach and branding, marketing that you wanted to do for Father's Day. Talk to me about this idea that you have for Father's Day specifically.
Yeah, so it's so bad that the narrative in the country is not a good one. And I'm hoping...
About fathers.
Correct. So I'm hoping that BTI could be a part of this change and changing the narratives in terms of godfathers. I mean, the bottom line is they are earthly gods. And no matter what package they come under, as your father, he needs to be respected. He needs to be loved. And so this is the message. We need to be about our father's business. And so I'm introducing a line of T-shirts. It's called Talkative Tees. And the Talkative Tees is going to be hopefully conversational. So with fathers in mind, some of the tees we're introducing are... And with each of these tees, we have an emoji. We try to keep it simple and funny. We have the loving dad. We have...
The dad that stepped up.
The dad that stepped up. Everybody is underneath this T-shirt. We have...
Superhero dad.
Yes.
I like this. I see one that says, grill and chill dad. I like this.
Yes.
And these are all nerds going to give you more information. Calm, cool, and collective dad.
Yes.
Honored dad.
Yes.
Oh, I like this. Loving.
Loving.
Oh, this one says, I miss you dad.
Oh, gosh.
What's this one all about now? Talk to me. What's the I miss you dad?
Okay.
It's so the one who ain't home.
My father.
Oh, he passed away.
Yes.
Oh.
I miss him so much.
So this one would be for you. Now, who could wear these shirts? Are this only for fathers or in commemoration of your father, you wear this shirt?
Yes, yes.
Oh, okay. Okay. So this is a wonderful thing. Guys,
yes.
You want to be able to be a part of this. And they got a lot of, man, they got a nice one with a lion head and everything on it. Strong hero, dope protector, provider, leader, a man of God. That and they got the crown and everything on that. How can Perry be able to purchase one?
Okay, so these t-shirts will be available on the 12th of June. We're on Instagram, Facebook, and TikTok. So ads should be going out hopefully by the end of the day, definitely by the end of tomorrow. Ads will be going out in terms of ordering. My number, I will leave my number. You can contact me. Or contact Howard to get further information, but we are trying to make waves in the market.
827-0111. You can hit me up. Or the number here is 544-2487.
Yes.
Correct? 544-2487. And at least you know when you hit up with a WhatsApp, you could be able to leave your name, your number, and your shirt size, right? Leave your name, your number, and your shirt size so persons could be able to know exactly what's what, know what they're getting, and they can be able to do that. 544-2467. 544-2467. They can be able to do that, okay? That's 544-2467 and find yourself in one of these beautiful shirts. We've been seeing some shirts around, and it's always wonderful to be able to see that. Now, are they all going to come black, or do you have different colors?
Yes. Well, the basic colors are black and white.
Black and white.
I mean, you'd have to pre-order a different color shirt, but the basic colors are black and white.
And suppose I want a unique thing printed. Can I call you and say, hey, can I like this particular thing printed for me?
Yes.
You can do that?
Custom tees, of course. So basically, like I said, that those would definitely have to be pre-ordered in time for Father's Day.
Do you do any embroidery?
Oh, definitely. We do embroidery. So we also have, that's our business umbrella.
Okay.
So we have dry fit shirts, business wear, and then we put your logo on the shirt, your company logo.
Okay, so I like this. I got a couple things. I want the foundation logo on a couple.
Not a problem.
I got some other things that I'd like to be able to do, be able to get to you guys. You got to be able to give her a call if you're out there. Business, if you want to be able to do something, even if you got a little small car wash and four fellas work for you, let everybody be uniform. How I know this man ain't no thief? How I know? I come to get my car washed. You tell me what you want to do. You, sir, you need to get from around my car. You just wash car? So get yourself uniform. Get them some black shirt. Put your logo on the shirt and get these things done. 544-2467. 544-2467. If you're selling fruits on the side of the road, get yourself uniform. 67. It don't matter what you're doing. If you're selling peanuts, get a shirt that say, I just sell peanuts. I don't thief. 544-2467. Find yourself in a position to make those things happen. And these are wonderful shirts. A great initiative. And I'll be able to commend you, Leslie. I got to be able to commend you for that and commend you for this sort of an idea and initiative. To think of dads, I think a lot of time we go as men, as fathers, we are an afterthought. Yeah, yeah. You got a day off. You get a Sunday. You say, oh, my God, today is Father's Day. Hey, it's 11:30. You forget to go to church. My God, you ain't taking but daddy. But I'm grateful that you've taken the time to be able to identify these things, to pull it together and get something absolutely wonderful. I got to commend you for that. Let's get this number again. Make sure that this number is correct. And you could be able to be in the right position. She's writing something here for me so we could be able to see that. 544-2687. Right? 544-2687. So if y'all want to do that, please, 544-2687. Give her a call. 544-2687. All right? Or hit me up 827-0111. 827-0111. Now, are you still working from home?
Yes, I am.
All right, so anybody could come to your store. But is there some place that we could see your stuff online? Give them your
mine would be Bahama Tees and Imprints on Facebook now, and that's gonna follow through on Instagram and TikTok.
Bahama Tees Imprints? Bahama Tees and Imprints is on Facebook right now, and you're going to be able to see some things on TikTok, all right? So go check them out, find out more information, reach out, get yourself prepared, get yourself uniform, get yourself in a beautiful dad shirt, put your babies in a shirt, put your grammy in a shirt, put your mummy, everyone, your woman in a shirt, and you can be able to have a good time. I want to thank you so very kindly for that. Remember the number, 544-2687. 544-2687. Just give us a call in those areas. June 12th, all the shirts will be available. What's the prices of the shirts?
The shirts will be starting at about $25.
$25 to $35, all right. Beautiful shirts, guys. We want you to be a part of this and make some things happen. Anything else you want to put out there?
I just want to say, you know, cherish the dads. I can't repeat this enough. You know, no matter what package your father comes in, no matter what package he comes in, just love him. He's your earthly God. Respect him. Trust him. Put him up on top, okay? That's the way God designed it. He helped to bring you here to this planet.
Amen.
So Let's make our fathers proud.
Amen. I like that. Yeah, because a lot of the times we always give God praise for the soil, but we never consider the seed. Yeah, because we're the planter, and we give God praise. You got to give God praise for Daddy. Daddy is decent. Even, like you said, no matter what package he came in, we got to be able to give honor to him and encourage him. Honor thy father and mother so thy days will be long upon the land thy God, the Lord thy God giveth thee. And we want to be able to honor that in this day, in this time, to be able to do that. So, guys, be a part of what they're doing. Bahama Tees and Imprints. Bahama Tees and Imprint. The number again, 544-2687. 544-2687. Leslie DeVoe, I want to thank you so very kindly for being able to sit with us. We expect persons to be able to call you and get some great things done. Call us back and tell us what kind of feedback you get. Amen?
Most definitely.
All right, guys. When we get back, we're going to be able to have a good conversation with my guy who did the drone. Remember, I made a commitment. It says every other week for 6 weeks, we're going to be able to have I think it was about 3 weeks or so. We're going to be able to have him come and sit with us. So we expect to be able to see him today at 1 o'clock. We're going to take a break for news. When we get back, we're going to talk a little bit more about it after this.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this. The foundation.
It's time to give away a cruise. Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel wants to take you on a 7-day cruise for four to Panama, Colombia, Curacao, and Aruba on Royal Caribbean Serenade off the seas. And here's the best part. No visa required. That's right. No visa required. You have four ways to win. Number one, fill out the form in the NASA Guardian. Number two, listen to Star 106.5 and Guardian Radio 96.9. Number three, follow us on Facebook and Instagram. Number four, or make a purchase at any Going Places Travel. Entry deadline is June 27th, 2025. Drawing will be taking place on July 4th, 2025. So you know what that means? Pack your bags and get ready to soak up the sun and feel the ocean breeze. You and three loved ones sailing the high seas on a vacation cruise of a lifetime. Brought to you by the Guardian Media Group and Going Places Travel. Certain conditions apply. Airfare, taxes, and gratuities not included.
Mall and Marathon is offering you a deal that you don't want to miss. For a limited time, you can purchase a Dave single, a classic or spicy chicken sandwich for just $5. That's right, you can enjoy Wendy's fresh, famous food without breaking the bank. Remember, this offer is only available at the mall only. So stop by and grab the Dave's deal today.
It's time to upgrade the way you enjoy at-home entertainment. Alive Fiber is here. Enjoy all your favorite channels and streaming apps, all at lightning-fast internet speeds with affordable bundles. And it's only a click away. www.alivefiber.com to sign up now. Stay connected. Live your life. It's good to be alive.
Now let me see now. 326 EPIC. Hello? Hello? This Epic? Eckert Battery? This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326 Epic. We ship also to the Family Island.
Always on the go? Miss the show? You can now listen to Guardian Radio talk shows anytime, anywhere on by searching Guardian Radio 96.9 FM or by entering the name of your favorite show. You can also listen by logging on to guardiantalkradio.com and clicking on the podcast tab. Guardian Radio, continuing to provide you with fresh news and smart talk anywhere, anytime, all day.
This is Guardian Radio,
your station for up-to-the-minute news and intelligent, interactive, and engaging conversations. 96.9 FM.
Foundation. The foundation. The foundation.
And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. Howard Grant in your company, The Foundation, live and in full effect on this beautiful Thursday afternoon, Thursday, June 5th. June 5th, all you June bugs are there celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Boy, I don't know if your mother like y'all, though. I mean, because my baby was born in June 10th. Now, my mother, her mother loves her. We used to give her kisses, a million kisses. But, oh, my God, she was miserable during this time. It was a hot time. We had to spend more money on air conditioning, rub her down, keep her cool during this time. But praise God, all you June babies, all you summer babies out there that had your mother nose wide and her spitting all over the place, we pray that you're well and happy birthday to you. You praise God. You're in the land of the living. You should be giving praise. So I want to say happy birthday to all those persons celebrating your birthday. My baby, June 10th. So I'm grateful for that. And really grateful that she's here. I'll tell you the story about it one of these particular days. Always I give her extra kisses. My children are a little jealous. They don't say nothing. But I love the little one. Oh, God. All right, so guys, we're back here and we're talking about this. And we talked about this, remember, about a week and a half ago. Week before last, Andrick Wright was here with us from FlyRight, being able to talk to us about drones, the concept, the idea, so forth and so on. I heard from a couple people in the Royal Bahamas Police Force and say that they're familiar with these things, but it's not executed the way that it should be in the Royal Bahamas Police Force. But this is why you're here with us today. The government of the Bahamas has taken on this kind of a strong position to say that they are cutting-edge innovation, cutting-edge opportunities. We're seeing them take on this particular position most recently with being able to empower the rowdy boys with a lot of the road works that's happening down in the south, more specifically in Long Island. And they're engaging in public-private partnerships. And so when I bring you on, it's not for the purposes of being able to show how great you are, oh, how great thou art. But the government of the Bahamas, sometimes out of sight, out of mind. You know what I'm saying? It's not that talent doesn't exist in our country. And I think a lot of persons who are listening to the radio needs to understand that. Sometimes because you're wrapped up in your own business and you're so busy doing whatever you do, a lot of things are out of sight, out of mind. That's where we come in. That's where the media comes in. That's where print media comes in. That's where social media comes in. You have to amplify stories that are newsworthy and transformative for the country. And this story, in my view, is transformative for the country.
Thank you.
When we talked about it last, the first thing popped up in my head was mapping qualities and capabilities of being able to identify where all the crown land is in the country, those things, mapping and putting all these things together to ensure that we can be able to have a proper record of how things are. This is why I brought FlyRight, Andrick Wright, with us today. So all those persons who are from a political standpoint, who will know if I talk in politics today, this ain't politics, but you need to give the man a contract. Or when I say that, they may not even think about these things. Sometimes you got to tap into innovation. We got to tap into creativity. But we have to know that the talent that exists in our country should be afforded an opportunity to make a change with what is in their hand. You would have gone off in Canada.
Yes, sir.
And prepared yourself to come here. Talk to me about it. Introduce people to yourself. They may not have been tuned in 2 weeks ago. Let them know who you are right now and tell them what you do.
Yes, sir. Good afternoon, everyone. Thank you again for being here. My name is Andrick Wright. I'm the owner of FlyRight Drone Videography and Consultancy, but we also go as FlyRight242 for all our social media handles. So you can contact us in that way. Oh, yes, sir. So, like I said, about myself, I was a part of LJM Maritime Academy at first, and I went around the world traveling for...
Excellent Maritime Academy, by the way. My kids went to that.
Yes, sir.
They had a great time.
First cohort.
They had a wonderful time.
Excellent.
Okay, go ahead.
Yes, sir. So I when I graduated from there, like I said, I traveled the world, went to see 77 countries and came back. Then, like I said, I went to flight school in Florida to breach aviation. That's where I started my interest in the drone technology as well, because I also became a pilot. But then at the same time, when COVID came, so I lost my scholarship. Yes, sir.
Ooh.
Yes, sir. So then, but that's a good part.
But you didn't lose your passion, though.
No, sir, because after that, I joined the Defense Force, and that's where I was flying drones for the Defense Force inside of that drone department. Yes, sir. And honed my skills within the drone aviation and drone department. And like I said, I was responsible for search and rescues and surveying and many other operations in that regard, yes, sir. And teaching for all the law enforcement agencies as well. I taught each person in those different agencies how to fly drones as well.
Now, normally when people think about this drone thing, they confine it to just the superficial commercial things that we see on a day-to-day basis, but that's not what we're having a conversation about.
Oh, sir.
You're a little bit deeper than that.
Yes, sir.
You're not, oh, my God, how much people to this party, how much people to this rally. You're that, but you're so much more.
Correct.
You can do that, but you're so much more. Tell me about the so much more.
Yes, sir. So, more as in for teaching aspects as well, that's one of the main drive that I have, because for that same purpose and reason right there, persons just think drones are just for camera. No, it's just not just a camera. It's more even for security purposes, for even surveillance, search and rescues, you name it. Yes, sir.
Security, surveillance, search and rescues that a lot of persons, it kind of goes over their head until they need it.
Yes, sir.
Right? That wonderful shot that we saw with Cartwright and Solomons being able to erupt the way that they were and being able to capture that.
Yes, sir.
It's a wonderful thing.
Yes, sir. Even for that event, for insurance purposes as well, even for owners, because that's my...
You got to tell these people this, you know?
Yes, sir.
Because no one is thinking about these things until it's time.
Yes, sir.
But they need to know that they have you in their reservoir. They have you in their Rolodex. They have you accessibility to you when they need you.
Yes, sir.
You see what I'm saying? Because if it's for insurance purposes, we have enough insurance companies in this country that want to know and get an entire shot. So tell me this. Let's do this. I see with some insurance companies right now are taking this kind of a position where if you get in an accident, they give you an app. You could use the app to do this, to do that, to do all these particular things. Are you in the position? Is there technology or software available? Oh, God, this telephone wouldn't stop. If there's software available that if I get in an accident on Blue Hill Road, right, and East West Highway, right there on the roundabout, bam. And the woman say, no, or whoever. No, it was your fault. It was no, my fault. I was driving around the circle. Anyway, we rowing. Now, what they have to do is kind of go step by step and regenerate the accident. Can you give an aerial shot, if requested, to be able to get a better view of the possibilities of what could happen in this particular accident?
Yes, sir, definitely.
Talk to me.
They can actually provide the aerial coverage of that shot. And it's flying out doing surveillance of wherever it may be over the East-West Highway, and the accident actually do happen at that same time, we actually would have the recording of that accident before it happened and after it happened. So both ways, we'd have the coverage for it.
Now, I want to ask you this. I watch enough movies. I like sci-fi. I love it. My wife thinks I'm kind of weird, but I like this futuristic stuff. I like to think. I like to see how men think. Oh, Jesus. Excuse me, stop texting me for an hour. I can't see the telephone, right? I can't see the phone. I can't cut it off. I come in the room, Mr. Marshall. I come in a minute, right? So I like sci-fi. I like these particular things. And I like to see how men think futuristically. I like to watch futuristic movies. I started to watch this thing, Murderbot. I think that's on Apple TV, right? iRobot and all these kind of stuff like that. I like to think to see how AI is thinking in the future. So I read up on these things, I think about these things, I use these things, I use ChatGPT, I use all these things to try to figure out how is man mapping this concept for the future, okay? And so as I look at that, I think about us locally and whether or not we're going to be a part of this in terms of utilizing it for accountability for other purposes, or we're going to continue to be able to utilize it for the purposes of entertainment. I think about that. And I think about what exists now that we can be able to utilize these things and change this. So I think about these sort of an ideas that says, hey, listen, we could use our drones in tandem with Spot Shotter. We talked about this. But not just that, we should be able to give, we could geofence the entire island of Nassau. We could geofence that. It's only 21 miles by 7 miles. That ain't a lot. We could, every single step and inch of this island, we could be able to map this out. That ain't no problem. Yes, okay, sir. Good. If a police officer running after somebody or a car trying to be able to get away from somewhere and I know your coordinates, I should be able to sit behind the screen and say, I'll hit the coordinates, my drone go up, bop! It should be over this and I should be able to now follow you. Talk to me, is this possible?
Yes, sir.
Software like this already exists.
Yes, sir.
What are we doing out here?
Because that's what's another initiative.
What are we doing out here?
I would love to bring to those persons of whoever I need to speak with in that regard, because actually that's another initiative that I have in mind. I was speaking to other persons with for type of security reasons as well. So persons can actually be on the phone line with 911.
Don't get these people too much information. Eh?
Okay, yes, sir.
Okay, go ahead.
So like,
no, I'm saying that to say, because people out there with their yellow notepad right now writing down things.
Definitely.
Yeah, because they have vision and there are persons who have access. And normally you have to bring those people together to be able to get productivity. But the persons with vision, I'm sorry, the persons with access to government, to contracts, to capital, so forth and so on, will give you this kind of a fake thing or this kind of a, you know, this useless concept. They get the capital and we never see anything happen. That happens too much in our country.
Yes, sir.
They don't have the skills to pay the bills.
That's my battle right now.
They only get the skills to get the money. But the money is kept in certain areas or not utilized the way that it should.
Yes, sir.
Because we're not merging vision with the access of venture.
Yes, sir.
That's the whole thing. I gotta write that down.
Yes, sir.
You gotta be able to merge vision with venture.
Because then,
oh God, that's a bar. Go ahead.
Because then, even what happens when they don't have the vision but they have the capital, the vision still doesn't even come off to fruition. Or let's say they will have the vision that I have, and they don't have a capital, then they would still try to find or outsource me. And they still fail because the person who they try to outsource it with doesn't have the same passion and vision.
We can see a lot of that.
Yes, sir.
There's always this sort of an idea of being able to outsource in many ways, in many regards, to do these things. And when we see us getting into political time, they can outsource a lot of consultants from all over the world to ask them how to win this election. Mm-hmm. That don't even make sense. There's so many people right here who have the capability, who's gone off to school, who are prepared, who are in a strategic position, and you disregard them simply because you're close to them, you're familiar with them.
Yes, sir.
And I'm hoping that that's not happening here. And I'm really hoping that we push past that border, we push past that glass ceiling to make persons to understand you can't just have a casual conversation about innovation. You can't just have a conversation about this idea of being able to tap into creativity and technology and so forth and so on and not utilize the people who have done the work and who are doing the work right now.
So, and that's a lot of the downfall that we have as young persons who get discouraged because of that same reason. You know, you go off, you invest so much.
Discouragement is a serious thing, eh?
Yes, sir. Because you invest so much in yourself with the hopes that you could come back home and try to have a good mindset and try to be positive to try to change things.
You ain't teeth for nothing. You ain't begging for nothing. You ain't doing nothing. And the people leave you out to dry until you ask yourself, man, listen to me. I might as well just go for this party or that party. And now you got to drop your convictions just to be able to feed your family. That's too much.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. So that's just that battle that I'm going through right now, actually. Yes, sir. So I totally personally understand that.
Ladies and gentlemen, I want to say this to you. I have a company, and my company, one of the mottos that we have is that we lasso the dreams that you have in the cloud and put it down to reality. That's what I do in my company. We take those dreams that you have, because a lot of the times, especially in our society, dreams continue to be able to float in the atmosphere. There's a lot of know-how, but how do we now translate that and bring it down to reality? And when you hear concepts and ideas like this, a lot of persons are kind of confining that conversation to the Bahamas. And they believe, well, how this can work in the Bahamas? And how much money can make with that in the Bahamas? But you don't realize that there's deprivation throughout the region. that there are persons throughout the region of the Caribbean, this entire region, which is about 44 million people to 45 million people. Million.
Wow.
We only have 400,000 people. That represents less than 1% of the entire region. Now, we may have the significant influence, but we don't have the volume of people.
Yes, sir.
Okay? We have 400,000 people in the Bahamas. And when you're talking about innovation that is transformative, not only for the Bahamas, but for the region, that conversation shouldn't be confined in the angel investor's mind. I'm talking to you. I'm talking to angel investors.
Yes, sir.
That conversation should not be confined to how can I make this work if I talk to Brave, when Brave in. How can I make this work if I talk to Minis, if Minis in? How can I make this work if I talk into Michael, if Michael in, or Perry Christie in? You have to think beyond that. You have to think for the relationships that you have, for the transformation that can happen through the entire region.
Yes, sir.
I listen into you, and I can see that this can change crime, crime prevention, crime observation, and all those particular things, and surveillance.
Yes,
throughout the region.
Yes, so.
Simultaneously, while we're working on crime, we created industry where children are learning.
So for the teaching aspect, for if we're speaking about regional purposes, I would love to actually have a regional school that licenses and certifies persons for the region for the whole entire international world. So once they come to fly right schooling and you have certified drone pilots for even from 6 to 60, and they'll be able to come to my school if hopefully in the future, and once we certify them through my curriculum being approved by the government, of course, and once you certify them, they graduate, they should be able to take the certificate and be able to use that anywhere around the world to say they're actual drone certified pilots. So even if it's for,
so with your certification now, are you recognized globally?
Yes, sir.
So globally, people, you could go anywhere in the world,
yes,
and
sir,
do this.
Yes, sir. I have some of my clients now, actually, who I travel for, and I go from as far as France.
You got to let these people know you're the international man, you know?
Yes, sir. I say I've been to LA. I've traveled the world. Yes, sir. I travel to 77 countries.
So, but let people know, in your capacity and what you're doing right now, you're not only doing this, your home base or the hub is here in the Bahamas, but you have reach elsewhere. What other countries or spaces you're in now that you've worked in this particular capacity?
So a lot of places, like I say, I've been through Europe, to America, to Canada. I'm slightly starting a little bit with China as well. But like I said, you got to be a little careful because of the world. The political standpoint is you got to be careful who you do business with. Like you say, it's almost like election as well. If you were this color, then this person wouldn't want to message you directly. So I got to be careful what I say as well, because I am open to everyone who is looking forward to the ideas that have changed, because I'm looking for change,
there's
not just
a lot
money.
There's a lot of crown land throughout our region, and I'm sure you could just be able to do a quick search to be able to identify who has a registry of crown land in their space, right? A lot of us was a part of the monarch, or still a part of the monarch, detached ourselves, so there is to be able to kind of be able to get an account, an inventory on, to identify those things. Our administration, our government rather, has taken on this kind of a position to indicate during the last administration that they would be able to have a registry and a proper inventory of all the crown land in the country. That never happened. That never happened.
And I can provide that aerial surveillance for them if they
I know you
it.
Could do that in less than 6 months.
Yes, sir.
I know you could do that.
Thank you. Yes, I can.
Let's see if we can be able to help that make that happen. Ladies and gentlemen, I brought him on for you today. And I feel like this is almost like a shark tank. I brought him on for you today, not for me to be able to fan the flames and just blow smoke on him and tell him how great he is. But I need you to understand that if we're moving into a next dispensation, if we're moving into a technological era, there needs to be attachments to persons like himself, like Audric Wright, like those other companies that exist out there, for you to be able to understand this man needs an angel investor. Honest to God, he didn't tell me none of this. But I didn't know his business. I've done this before. I've done these kind of things, and I understand something. So I want to utilize this space and this microphone that I have to help him. When we present ourselves to the government of the Bahamas, they need to see, feel, touch the product that we say that we sell. Unless he's their friend. And if we ain't their friend, they need to see something that has produced, something that you've done before, all these particular things before you even get consideration for the $20,000 contract they didn't want to give you. The devil is a liar. So. This man has the capability to push beyond that. And if you have the venture accessibility, this man has the vision and the know-how. There needs to be a partnering. There needs to be something that can be able to help him get over the top and find yourself without the skills to being able to get paid well into the future because of connectivity. Call him today. Give him the number.
820-4550. That's 820-4550.
820-4550. Good afternoon, Mr. Grant. This young man can reach, help, solve a lot of the crime that we have here in the country, but guess what? Our government would not contract him because he doesn't come from one of the elite families. No, this we working past this today. In Jesus' name, we come against that today. Amen. I just want to be decent. I just want to be decent.
Amen.
I ain't talking to no government. I'm talking to you. All of those persons who have the capital who would have been able to collect their money over the years and trying to invest in Bitcoin and trying to invest in Netflix and trying to invest in everything off the shores, there exists an opportunity here to you to invest in a man with passion, with purpose, and has pursued something greatly. Help him help us.
Yes, sir.
Give him a call again. Give him the number again.
820-4550. You can WhatsApp that as well.
820-4550.
Yes, sir.
Ladies and gentlemen, that's Audric Wright from FlyRight. FlyRight drone technology and training and teaching and so forth and so on. He can help. If you want to find out how your son could learn about this thing, how your daughter could learn, they're interested in these things, you don't have to search the whole internet to find something that exists right here. Give him a call.
820-4550.
My brother, I can see you week after next again.
Yes, sir.
God spare our life. We ain't gonna stop at this, eh?
Thank you.
We can keep pushing at this.
I really appreciate it.
Okay,
thank
no
you.
Okay, no problem. Guys, quick break. Gonna be right back after this.
The foundation.
The Foundation with Howard Grant. We'll be back right after this. The Foundation. The
Foundation. At Cleveland Clinic, care is everything. So when your primary purpose is to care for the world, you'd start with your community. Until you're accessible anywhere. You make complexities your specialties and put compassion before anything else. All to redefine what's possible for everyone, everywhere, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic.
Guardian Radio and the Foundation are on the move.
Bahamas, this one's for you.
SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Every Thursday, the Foundation with Howard Grant will highlight small businesses throughout the country, far and wide. Your products, services, prices, and personality. We want to hear it all. Get your 30 or 60 on air at a fraction of the cost. We here at the Foundation understand the times and don't want you to be left behind. With Guardian Radio, you reach your specific demographic and it is unmatched.
We reach thousands daily.
Get your products off the shelf and your services in their hearts. Small Business Thursdays with The Foundation, only on Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. For more information, call 302-2300 or the Help Me Howard line at 827-0111. SBT. Small Business Thursdays. Get your business moving today.
Father's Day is just around the corner and there's no better place to find the perfect gift than Kelly's House and Home. Shower your dad with a gift from Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale Friday, June 6th through Saturday, June 14th. Save 20% off selected tool sets, luggage, and fishing, diving, and camping gear, except on net items. Shop Kelly's House and Home on Saturday, June 14th, and you could win a fabulous gift basket for dad. Visit our Facebook page for more information. Kelly's House and Home's Father's Day sale, June 6th through 14th. Happy Father's Day, all with love from Kelly's House and Home.
Living paycheck to paycheck? At Fidelity, we can help you take control of your money, build savings, and create a financial future you're proud of. And we'll do it for you with our coaching sessions today. Make that move. Call 356-7764.
Fidelity.
We're good for you.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen, 96.9 FM radio. I know that this is not the day, the time, and the kind of space to be able to do that. I have a guest in the studio with me, and so we're going to be able to talk about some things. But I got a call this morning to talk about this sort of an idea that the Valley Boys, who are supposed to be on the march tomorrow, after we've gone through all the tribulation, after they've gone through all the legal jurisdictions and the courts and the red tape associated with being able to identify the difference between the world famous Valley Boys and those entities that was actually registered before there came down a ruling. After that ruling there yesterday, you would have been able to see something that was sent out, and I was able to kind of catch a glimpse of it from the Department of Inland Revenue from April 25, 2025. They have all the names here, all these particular persons that talked about the revocation or the revoking of a TIN number. They put the TIN number there and the business license for to be issued to the world-famous Valley Boy. I said they've been advised in pursuit of Section 12 of the Nonprofit Organization Act, and the Registrar General has revoked the nonprofit status of the world-famous Valley Boys Group and removed it from the register of nonprofit organization. Under this particular section of the Business License Act of 2023, the Secretary is required to suspend, revoke, amend, or cancel a business license or imposed restrictions and conditions on a business license where the license has breached a condition of the license or contravened any law relating to the conduct of their business. Now, all this hell and high water that they would have gone through, Trevor Davis's group has found themselves in a space of victory, and this has been amended, and as a result of the amendment, all these things, this has been stayed. I think in the Supreme Court, I stand to be corrected in these things. But the JCNP, with the head, Mr. Dion, in this particular capacity, it seems as though there's still a significant pushback and waiting for this sort of amendment, but not being able to take on this kind of this jurisdiction and this position that the court has stated. This is the information that's coming towards me, and so I say it alleged, as opposed to being able to say with finality. But I'd like to be able to talk to the JCNP. I'd like to know the sort of an idea whether or not we're dealing with a historic relationship or whether or not we're dealing with the legality that exists in this country. The Valley Boys tomorrow, I think for far too long, we have ignored the fact that things should be able to move with formality. I think Trevor Davis and his proximity to the Prime Minister, there's no two ways about it. Trevor is the Prime Minister. Take away from the fact that what's being done is in decency and is in order and has taken those routes with transparency and done what is necessary by law in this country. Why are they still fighting and the Valley Boys is still not united? As we get into a space, ladies and gentlemen, and being able to step over another day, another time, another year, for Randall Fox Labor Day, and we identify those things, the theme that we look for during this time is unity. We're looking for a united front. We're looking for a united voice. We're looking for this culmination of persons to be able to come together under one umbrella, one theme, one concept that is Bahamian first, and being able to find ourselves growing. So I want to be able to put that on the table and say that we hope the Valley Boys all the best. We wish them all the best. Trevor, continue to be able to fight, my brother. Mr. Dion, I want to be able to have a good conversation with you with transparency to find out the depth of these things and really talk about whether or not we're moving forward in this country. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to introduce you to a very good friend of mine who's going to be sitting here with us from the Bahamas, who is the Vice President for the Bahamas General Work, none other than Mr. David Beckford. My brother, say good afternoon to me.
Good afternoon, Bahamas, and Howard. It's always great to be on your show.
It's a good, decent man, and I appreciate you coming to talk with me. On the heels, on the cusp, as we enter into another Randall Fox Labor Day. and a lot of things that's happening out here about who marching and who ain't marching and why I marching. Talk to me about it.
Well, first of all, let me say a happy Labor Day to our members at BAIC, our former members at BTBI, and our members at Bahama Ways. Like I said, Howard, I don't know if you would have seen my story in one of the dailies, I think it was last week, where I utterly did not disagree with the president of the TUC, Mr. Ferguson, who had called for his affiliates not to march or participate in the Labor Day march that's been going on from King Hatchet with the hammer. Again, I don't agree with it. I think if you have some grievance with the government, or if you feel like the government hasn't done all in the MOU that it's committed to, I think marching will be the best time. I mean, the media is going to be out there. You have an opportunity to express yourself. But to encourage those...
why not march? What is the... Hold on. I just need to understand something. Because the PLP coming, I ain't coming. Now, I don't know. Okay, so the Prime Minister stood up in the House of Assembly, and you could be able to pick it up in the newspaper today and be able to see exactly was what I think it was in the Tribune, where the Prime Minister had taken on the position yesterday in the House of Assembly and indicated the late...
Sir Randall Fox.
Mm-hmm. And he says that both representations from both political organizations were there. And those persons requested with the desire that it not be political. The Prime Minister, the former Prime Minister, said in the House of Assembly, and it's peculiar that they, you know, they cheered him up and they listened to him during this time. Yeah, something. The fellas only want you when you're talking good for them.
Yeah.
But they don't bother with you wanted to anyway. Yes.
But Howard, let's be real here. There's always been conversations about the power familiars, the shirts on Labor Day, the political parties marching, but the back of the matter.
Every time I come on there, PLP colors live.
They mean, but the FNM, the PLP, the DNA, the coalition, they all been marching on the parade, and the PLP is the last political party that comes out.
I can ask you some hard questions.
They come out last. And not only
is
that, Howard.
Is this
though,
a personal Howard, thing that the president, do you believe, based upon your proximity, mm-hmm. based upon your relationship, based upon your capacity, is this a personal thing that as a result of not being able to get 100% of what was in the memorandum of understanding, now we're going to be able to turn our backs? We've seen this before.
I believe it's personal. It's more like a tick for tack. It's more like you didn't do this for me in terms of your commitment and MOU, so I'm doing this. First of all, I believe, and I question, is the decision not to march by the affiliates of the TUC, is that President Obie's Ferguson decision or that's the affiliates' decision? Because I see a flyer where the nurses will say they're coming out. At the end of the day, as far as I know.
So they're torn.
As far as I know, Mr. Ferguson is president of the TUC. He is an advisor to the unions. The unions are governed by an executive council, president, trustee, treasurer, et cetera. So the decision not to march, I think, lies within the leaders of those unions and not President Obie Ferguson. That's my opinion. And I have the MOU with me. And like I said, everything has been not being fulfilled, but a lot has been done. And when you look at 55 industrial agreements, no government.
Give me two major things that we believe, that you believe, that the members desire, that they've agitated for, that should have been fulfilled, that has not been fulfilled just yet.
The 55 industrial agreements that were signed, and I think that needs to be digested in terms of people need to understand that for a union, anytime you have a registered industrial agreement, that's more benefits for your members. That is a surety. You don't have to necessarily demonstrate or have a strike. You have a legal document that you could actually take to court if there's violation by the employer, which is, happens could be the government or private employer. So industrial agreements are very important because the former administration never signed one. This Davis administration has actually put in a negotiating team in place. That has never happened. Mr. Ferguson should not be the director of labor and the registrar. Well, he was right. The Prime Minister put a registrar in place at the time by the name of Vandalini, and now we have Miss Yallop, which is very important because they have different roles and different function.
Okay.
Okay, so, I mean...
And this is wrapped in the Memorandum of Understanding?
Well, not the registrar, not the negotiating committee. That was done separately.
No, you're saying to me that as a result of being able to negotiate in good faith, that the government of the Bahamas presented themselves with transparency and separated themselves by creating an entity to deal with this specifically.
Which is very, very important. If you could recall, I surely could recall because I'm a former president of the Cannibal Hotel Union, their industrial agreement was outstanding for almost 10 years.
Okay.
It wasn't signed until the Davis administration came into office. Almost 10 years. Can you imagine? 10 years. So I think the significance is not just the 55. It's the amount of agreement and the time it was done. And most of them were signed within the first 2 years of the Davis administration. And the Davis administration has demonstrated, and I don't want to sound political here. I'm just speaking the facts. They have demonstrated they are a union-friendly government compared to the last administration who didn't even allow the unions to have a motorcade.
Well, wouldn't it be that they demonstrated this even when they weren't in the government? To sign an agreement with as the government in waiting.
Well, first
shouldn't
of all,
that say that we're enthusiastic to move towards doing something better?
But first of all, because I think Mr. Ferguson is more vocal as the TUC president, it was not only signed with the TUC, it was signed by the NCTUB also, the two Congress. Sign that this MOU, and they would say that yes, they probably think that more should be done, but they're also pleased about what was done.
Okay, so what are the collective? Because I just wouldn't be able to get to this, and I think that this is a part of every right thinking person. I think Fred Mitchell says this well. Once you're negotiating in good faith with right thinking people, we could get to a good position.
Right.
All right, so let's be clear. We look at the entire Memorandum of Understanding. What's that, four, five, how many pages?
It's 3 pages.
Okay, 3 pages, okay. So we look at the entire Memorandum of Understanding. You put all these information in here. We get to a significant portion, get those particular things done. You're still agitating, saying you ain't do what you're supposed to do in the Memorandum of Understanding. So now we go back to the Memorandum of Understanding.
Right.
What do you need done specifically?
Well, a lot of it is legislative. Okay, and okay. So it has to be done legislatively, okay? And I love what is in the MOU, and I think it's important. I think the Davis administration intends to commit itself to fulfilling everything in the MOU.
Okay.
Now we know general election is next year, and so we know it's going to come down to politics and politicize and why they couldn't do it. But all I'm saying is this: give them credit for what they have done.
Well, not just
don't,
credit.
Don't go to the extent to tell your affiliate unions don't march. I feel like you even trying to take the rights away from your affiliate union members. I don't see the need. I totally disagree with that.
Okay, so I won't do this. I won't ask about these particular questions because people can look at this and they can have this kind of a conversation. Nobody can talk like this. No, I don't think nobody can talk like this. Obie Ferguson has served in the highest regard and for a significantly long time in this particular capacity. And if he is thinking about transitioning, it's important that he have a legacy in place. You don't want to talk like this. I just want to let you know.
Right.
This is just natural. We are men. We need to be able to say, I was here. I did this. I leave something in place.
Right.
That's what inheritance is about. That's what legacy is about. And because he's been in this capacity for such a long time, he needs to say, I've done that. Maybe that's what some of this Memorandum of Understanding is all about.
Maybe
that's what it's about. We're not going to fight that. But it's very clear that any negotiation you get through, you ain't going to get 100% of your things. I don't care if you leave your wife, you ain't get 100% of your things. You understand what I'm saying? It don't matter what you do,
so,
you ain't going to get 100%.
That's real talk.
You ain't going to get it.
That's real talk.
But you got to figure out what is the most important thing here for me to get done.
That's real talk.
That I can push forward and say, this is a part of my legacy. All the little things like this, we can figure that out later.
I'll say this, Howard. Mr. Ferguson is someone I looked up to, someone I saw as a role model, as a giant in the labor movement. However, some say it as president of the Congress. I find it very, very interesting, and I find it amazing that you would tell your members not to march. there is some issues that are going on within the unions. We are in litigation right now, and I don't want to say too much on that because I'm out before the court. So I think Mr. Ferguson is one of the best labor lawyer in this region, not only in the Bahamas.
I think he is. And I think, when we get back, I want to talk about that. I don't want to talk about the man. He ain't here. But I'm going to open up the lines, guys, so you'll be able to ask us a couple questions. We're going to take a quick commercial break and be right back after this.
The foundation.
The foundation. We'll be back right after this.
The foundation.
You try to rest, but roll with the best. For all your printing needs, there ain't no one better, no. For posters and banners, magazines and flyers. For window decals, greeting cards and newsletters. No job too big and there's no job too small. You name it, we can print it, just give us a call.
Let Printmasters bring your masterpiece to life.
Located in the Nassau Guardian Building, telephone 302-2361.
Tired of banks forcing you to use the way they want you to? Your convenience is important. So no matter what your banking needs, Commonwealth Bank's friendly staff are always available in branch for that personal one-on-one service. But when you choose technology, our online and mobile banking app offers you state-of-the-art functionality. The choice is yours. Commonwealth Bank. Bank the way you want.
Fancy this, one-of-a-kind pesto club sandwiches from Burger King Nassau like you've never tasted before. Choose from a juicy chicken breast or 100% flame-grilled beef patty topped with irresistible fresh pesto spread, cheese, crisp bacon, lettuce, and tomato. Or start your mornings right with the pesto chicken crisp sandwich for breakfast. It's a delicious chicken patty topped with cheese, tomato, fresh pesto spread on a classic buttery BK croissant. The pesto club sandwiches are new, fresh, and only at Burger King Nassau.
Now let me see now. 326-EPIC. Hello. This Epic Eckert Battery. This Miss Beulah from round the corner. I hear you're selling tires now on Wolf Road 2.
Praise the Lord. It's about time. I live Fox Hill and Fire Trail. It's too far.
That ain't all. They open Monday to Friday, 7 a.m. to 7 p.m. on Sunday and holiday, 8 a.m. to 4 p.m.
My brother Sam, he's a hacker and he could go right there and get fixed up.
Call us at 326-EPIC. We ship also to the Family Island.
This is Guardian Radio 96.9 FM. Fresh news, smart talk, all day.
Foundation. And we are back, ladies and gentlemen. Last few minutes before the show ends, I'm here with none other than Dave Beckford. He's being able to talk to us as Vice President for the Bahamas General Workers Union. And just being able to talk about these particular things that's happening right on the onset to March. I want to encourage you right on the onset to March. I don't know your emotions. I don't know your feelings. I don't know your position. I don't know why these particular things are happening, but there have to be some things that are bigger than you and I. There has to be some things that we can attach culturally, community-wise, from a nationalistic perspective, to be able to commemorate and identify the spirits, the ideas, the love, the passion that was poured into the opportunities for us to be able to work. For us to be able to unify, for the first bottle that was thrown out there for the Bremer Road riot, for those men that stood and understood they needed some money, for Jesus' sake, I got to be able to move some things, but they won't give these external cabbers, and we shut the whole bridge down. Someone got to commemorate our brothers and sisters from yesterday. Someone got to do that. For years, the union been giving us problems. And I say in us, as we look in, we expect unity. And what we see is division. Oh, we ain't marching with them this year. We ain't marching with that. Every year, you're giving us something new to be able to divide us. And this year, we're having a conversation about something that happened in 2021 that a great deal of people were against in the first place. The signing of a memorandum of understanding with a government in waiting, which was a political organization. But you did it. Now we're here. We didn't get through that. We've already heard that the prime minister, the chairman of the organization, the PLP, has said you've become the KC as a result of being able to, as a part of the negotiation for these things. You say that's not so. Perception is reality in our society. You're grappling with that. It's too much. Now you're putting us out here in this position to look at you, to make a determination why you're doing this, why you ain't doing this. Go ahead, Dave. Talk to me quickly.
Well, again, like I said, the government, for what they have done, being a trade unionist, being a the vice president of General Workers Union, and I can tell you, and I want to give...
Dave, what about them people who can say, well, Dave will always support the government. Well, this is a neutral position. Well, Dave, talk to me.
At the end of the day... People can criticize me. I'm speaking the facts. I mean, if you have something contrary to what I'm saying, or you could tell me that what I'm saying is not true, then, you know, you need to say it. But at the end of the day, the Minister of Labor and Public Service, the Honorable Pia Glorulla, is doing an excellent job. She's very professional. She was on the show this morning. I hope a lot of persons tune in and listen. At the end of the day, like I say, Workers' Day is for workers. It's not the PLP Day. It's not the F&M Day. And I encourage
I
all
disagree
workers.
With the PLP kicking off the campaign launch. I don't disagree with them marching, but I disagree with them kicking off the campaign launch. But I feel like the milk already didn't spill, already ring on that.
Well, at the end of the day, election is next year, and that persons can say...
You could do this on the Prime Minister's birthday.
Prime
Minister's birthday on Saturday.
But the fact of the matter is that after the Labor Day parade, everyone choose to do what they want to do.
Okay, so this is a launch after the
Labor Day. The hotel union used to have big celebration at Workers' House. Other unions, affiliate unions, they have their own separate celebrations. It's Prime Minister's birthday. And, you know, like I said, that could be a concern. But do you think that warrant...
People cussing you right now saying, don't see that wrong.
But do you think that warrant to tell the members, your affiliate members, not to march?
Well, I don't think so.
Okay, Let me take a telephone call.
Let me take these two telephone calls. Caller, you're on the line with us live. Go ahead.
Hello.
Hi.
Hi, Howard.
How you doing?
Good, and yourself?
All is well.
I just want to say that please let the people know that the beaches are to remain clean and take big you.
First call. It's a PSA, ladies and gentlemen. Take your nasty garbage with you.
Clean. Keep the beaches clean, and I agree.
Thank you so much for your telephone call, my dear. Let me take the next telephone call. Caller on the line. Go ahead.
Hey, how are you doing?
Hey, what's up, Anton?
Right on, man. Mr. Blackford, how are you doing?
Wonderful.
Excellent, and good afternoon to the nation.
Good afternoon.
One thing I wanted to add to the conversation, Howard, that was a pain to me as a PLP, right? As a hardened PLP, a believer in a progressive cause, right? Is that I heard an announcement by the Director of Communications in the Office of the Prime Minister, Mr. Latre Rami, yesterday or last night on Beyond the Headlines, right? He said that, no, the PLP will not be launching its political campaign on Labor Day. So I was very pleased to hear that coming from someone in an official capacity. And so for me, that made the difference, because outside of that, it would certainly be the epitome of the PLP politicizing a day that was fought for and set aside just for labor.
That's my point. My point is, I don't care if it's 850,000 PLPs out there and being able to enjoy the march, but don't make this a day that you utilize this to be able to push your political campaign forward.
Well, if Latrice said that's good.
And to just speak to one point that you made yesterday, Howard. And I understand exactly what you were saying in terms of the desperate push to capitalize on the opportunity where a lot of persons would be gathering to or a springboard to launch a campaign. But even so, weighing in the balance, what went into establishing Labor Day? Look, you put that level of desperation aside.
That's it.
Because that will rip laugh
That's
and
it.
Spine the living daylights out of you in your face.
That's it.
And leave you with egg all over it to the point where the people may rise up against you. Because that would have been considered a very slippery pole. And if people in power could take that direction, what would be next would be the question. So I was very pleased for multiple reasons to learn that the PLP will not be launching its political campaign. However, it will be, as it has been over the last perhaps 4 to 5 years or so, celebrating Prime Minister Davis's birthday on that day, which is quite fine to me.
I like that.
Thank you for the
Thank you, brother. I appreciate you.
God bless.
Dave, I want to thank you, man, my brother, for being able to join us today. I want to commend you and your capacity and all those persons who are trying to be able to be level-headed and say, listen, I think this should be participatory. I think all of us should be able to lend to this march, to this position. I want to be able to... I see Latre's stuff. I didn't hear him last night. But if he's taken that position and he's said that, I want to be able to keep Bahamas for being able to listen to the plea of the country. We don't care if we see gold and blue on the march. We don't care. But you ain't going to make this about your campaign. We ain't going to do that. We ain't interested in that. And I'm hoping that we can be able to find resolve and find a time to be able to move on. My brother... I want to thank you, man. Two more words before you get out of here.
Well, again, thank you, Howard, for having me on. Again, I want to encourage all the workers to come out. And not only that, safety, because we also want to remember our fallen sisters and remember what happened, so we don't want to repeat the same thing.
I like that.
So please come out. Those roads will be blocked, so nobody can be jumping in while the parade is going on. The police are going to be in full force. And so we want to have a safe and great parade.
Thank you, my brother. Ladies and gentlemen, please keep the beaches clean. Take your nasty, filthy Kentucky box and pizza box and this box and all your grill and all these things like that, all your plywood, which you can't out there.
Throw it away.
Take them back home with you, eh? For Jesus' sake. Maybe the ecology park should have been open tomorrow so you can throw that in the garbage when you're done. But nonetheless, make sure that you keep the place clean. And guys, watch the churn. Don't let the churn. I don't want to hear no accident, no drowning, no this, no that. No, nothing. Please be safe. I will see you guys. God spare our lives next week, right here on the foundation. Enjoy your weekend and do so with sobriety and in a safe manner. God bless you, and I look forward to being able to celebrate a Labor Day with you another time. Have a great time, guys.
The foundation.